A Pasco grandmother hopes a new state law will allow her to reunite with her granddaughter. Betsy Dean traveled to the Capitol today to witness Governor Jay Inslee sign a grandparent visitation law that's been more than a decade in the making. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Betsy Dean stood on the steps of the Washington State Capitol and told the story of a family tragedy.
My son was killed in an automobile accident.
And the granddaughter been allowed to see since.
After he died, the mother just decided that our family didn't need to be involved.
That was 3 years ago. Now Dean is part of a group of grandparents celebrating a new Washington law that gives relatives the right to petition a court for visitation. Governor Jay Inslee signed the legislation surrounded by grandparents.
Thank you very much. Put on my best grandfather.
Washington has been the only state in the nation without a grandparent visitation law. That's because in 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court invalidated the state's existing law, saying it infringed on the rights of parents. Democratic State Senator Jamie Peterson has been working to rewrite the law for the last decade, but he says it ran into opposition from socially conservative lawmakers from both parties.
Their perspective has been that God put parents in charge of children and nobody should interfere with that.
Peterson has a different view.
This is about kids who are harmed because they've been cut off by their parents from contact with people who are important in their lives.
The new law puts the burden on the relative to show that visitation is both in the best interest of the child and that likely harm will come to the child without visitation. Betsy Dean says she's prepared to use the new law.
I would go all the way for my granddaughter. We had a connection. She was 5 when my son died.
But Dean says she hopes it doesn't end up in court. Instead, she'd like to use the law as leverage to get a mediator involved to work out a visitation plan. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.